It's time to go behind enemy lines, and no better person to break it down than ESPN Dallas' Tim McMahon. Tim, the Cowboys were able to bounce back in a big way with the win over the Bears. How, in your estimation, were they able to do so?
Well, it helps that the Bears aren't any good and are looking for vacation destinations instead of trying to get in the playoffs at this point. But really, I think the biggest difference is they had a relatively healthy Tony Romo, a fully recovered Tony Romo in terms of having a full week. And that's why I think this is going to be a drastically different game than the first time in Thanksgiving when the Eagles came to town and obviously just dominated the Cowboys. Not necessarily predicting the Cowboys win, but there will be a huge difference between Tony Romo 3.5 days after he played his last game and Tony Romo 10 days after he played his last game. I mean, this is a guy who can't practice Wednesday and be fully functional on Sunday. So a Sunday night to Thursday afternoon turnaround was just a recipe for disaster. That's exactly what happened.
Tim, what was the biggest difference, in your opinion, in Romo's performance from that Thanksgiving game against the Eagles to the game on Thursday against the Bears?
The ability to move. I mean, we all know Romo, one of his best attributes is his ability to, when things aren't perfect, buy a little bit of time and create when the play breaks down. And you saw, for example, the second touchdown pass to Cole Beasley. He made a really good pass rusher, and Willie Young miss, was able to get outside the pocket and float a nice pass to Beasley for the touchdown. Romo couldn't move against the Eagles. And, if Romo can't move, he's not going to be very good. And, again, that to me, it really is the difference in Romo with 3.5 days of rest and, guy with 2 back surgeries, 2 cracks in his back, and now we find out has a problem with his rib cartilage as well. There's just no way he was going to be able to move like he needs to be anywhere close to the kind of quarterback you need to beat an Eagles team that is going to put up points against the Cowboys.
Tim, DeMarco Murray, again, having an outstanding season, another 100-yard performance against the Bears, but he had a total of 41 touches, if I'm correct. Is there any concern on your part about the workload that Murray has gotten to this point in the year?
It is a concern to me. What effect does it have next season and the year after that? And I don't blame the Cowboys for not being too concerned about that. I'm not sure if DeMarco Murray will be back in Dallas next year. But as far as a concern going into this game, no. And it helps that he's got the extra few days to recover. But the concern to me is, in terms of DeMarco Murray against the Eagles, is the fact that this offensive line that we all called the best in the NFL got his butt kicked the last time they faced the Eagles. The concern to me for the running game is how do they block Fletcher Cox, because that's something that definitely didn't happen on Thanksgiving.
Do the players in the locker room feel that the Thanksgiving game was an anomaly, or do you think that the Cowboys were exposed in that matchup?
I will say this. You're not going to hear any excuses coming from the Cowboys about that game. They feel like they got their butts kicked, and they're glad that they have a chance to come out and do something about it. But I don't know if anomaly is a word that would be used in the locker room. I think embarrassment would be the word.
Why do you think, Tim, that the Cowboys have played so much better away from AT&T Stadium? They are undefeated on the road, while the Eagles are 6-1. They were just handed their first loss at home of the season on Sunday to Seattle.
Yeah, that's a really strange deal, because they're under 500 at home, and like you mentioned, they're the only undefeated road team in the NFL, and probably the simplest answer I could give you is they've played better teams at home than they have on the road. Then again, they did beat the Seahawks in Seattle, something that certainly doesn't happen very often. But, again, the quality of competition is the only thing that really makes sense. And so we'll see if they can get a win against a good team on the road Sunday.
Tim, my last question, in your estimation, what has to change from the Thanksgiving meeting in order for the Cowboys to not only be competitive but possibly come out with a win to take first place in the NFC East?
Well, they better score a heck of a lot more than 10 points. They need Romo to be the Romo they've had for the vast majority of the season, and they need the offensive line and DeMarco Murray to perform like they have for the vast majority of the season. Because, again, this offense, this Philadelphia offense, is going to put up points. It's going to move the ball against the Cowboys' defense. So the best defense the Cowboys have is scoring points and putting together long drives, because I don't care how good your offense is, if you're on the sideline, it's hard for the Cowboys' defense to give up points when they're over there sipping Gatorade. So the Cowboys need to control time of possession, and they need to put up points, because you're not going to beat the Eagles 13. 10.
Tim McMahon from ESPN Dallas, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.